Here for the Art Show special, I visited the three galleries that are part of the National: the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Carriage Works, and the Museum of Contemporary Art. So these three visits are brought together for you now and here. And let's start our tour of the National now with Stephanie Piri from the MCA. I caught up with Stephanie and a couple of artists setting up their installations. It's always so exciting coming into galleries when they're still all being put up.
Yeah, exactly. So we're almost finishing touches. So we've got a few more works to go up and just really, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But there's a lot in here. How many artists do we have? We have 24 artists, two groups exhibiting as groups, so there's a lot of work to see.
Yeah.
Painting, sculpture, installation, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just get a bit of this sand stuff going on. Hello. Hey, I'm Ed Ayres from the Art Show on RN. Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, g'day. I'm Luca Isabella. Yeah, Luca Isabella.
Great. And what are you doing? Can you talk to me about your artwork?
This is Fort Thunder. It's a touch play synthesizer. It's based on a thing called the crackle box, where you touch different points in a circuit to complete the circuit with the human body. But yep. I was interested in making basically musical instruments for children, and I wanted to build a children's fort that made sound. So that idea ended up like this. After designing lots of things, I thought the kids get in here and they run around, touch the different poles, and as they touch the poles, it just goes.
Look, you've just had the most brilliant radio moment. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Good luck with the show. Okay, so here we are, Stephanie. We're going down a very long corridor with a curtain. Curtains on the side of it. It's quite dark. And here's Tina Havelock Stevens with her artwork. All right. Can you describe what's happening on the video now? What's the name of the work for a start?
The Rapids. It's called The Rapids. It's all working with improvisation. You know, my practice is around spontaneous composition, and I've always done that, whether I'm holding a camera or whether I'm drumming. So it's all open to chance. And it all begins at the site where they shot Apocalypse Now in the Philippines. So we're actually at the Aguang River here, up in Belair, which is about 6 hours north of Manila.
So you came to this place with a drum kit?
I sourced a drum kit there. Yeah, I was staying there, and I just walked out one day. It was set up on the veranda outside. It was very sweet, and some locals had gotten it for me. And then we basically just set off. We chucked it in the chucked it on the motorbike, as you can hear, and as you can see, and off we went.
We are literally watching pictures from inside. It seems like we're inside the drum kit, looking through to the man who's driving the motorbike. This is brilliant. And you've put cushions out, like you really want people to stay and be comfortable.
Yeah, I do. It's okay to have a little snooze in here if you want to. I do like that with all my work, that people can stay. I mean, you can stay for 5 minutes if you want, but if you want to stay longer, there is a narrative that I think will sort of emerge, and it might be your very own narrative to come through, or you might tap into mine.
Well, I don't think you're going to be doing any snoozing when you see her work. Tina Havelock Stevens, one of the artists exhibiting at the National, and her video, The Rapids. It goes for, I think it's about 19 minutes, something like that. And it is kind of hard to convey on the radio the beauty and some sort of strange sense of sadness as well in that video, but also this incredible scenery that she captures. So that's on at the MCA. Listening to the Art Show special from the National in Sydney, and you're coming with me now to visit the Art Gallery of New South Wales and see what's happening for the National there. Hi, I'm Ed Ayres from the ABC. I'm here to meet Hannah.
Would you mind standing in there, please?
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, good to see you. I'm recording everything. So, Hannah, what's your job here?
I work in communications for the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
So we're here, we're just in the loading area, but I see with, the loading dock, and I see there's a whole bunch of pictures of Edmund Capon, beautiful wall.
On the wall here, yeah, the staff have put up a tribute wall to Edmund at the moment. So this is Isabel Parker-Phillips, who's our curator of photography, but is also curating the National for the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Wonderful.
Well, the National as a project is really attempting to present a kind of snapshot of contemporary Australian art, contemporary Australian life, and the concerns and issues that are really mobilising artists. And that was something that I was really interested in articulating from the start. The show at the Art Gallery of New South Wales is really about states of precarity and uncertainty.
All right, so Tom Polo, good to meet you. Tell me the title of the work.
So the title of the work is When Windows Are Walls. When you come into the gallery, it's a kind of a subtle thing, but as part of the installation, there's a large painted curtain, and that curtain falls, and the drapes at the bottom of the curtain sort of actually form a cursive outline of that phrase.
Tom, how good is it for you to be part of this show in the National?
I think having such a diverse range of practices on show, but there being these really lovely threads that Isabel has, you know, mastered at putting together throughout, has been a real sort of testament to the way that we share values and that we share sort of ideas about how this world works.
Yeah. Tom, there's a scissor lift just coming up behind you. Yes. I guess you've been having a lot of fun with one of these lifts during painting this.
Yeah, so I guess as part of working on such a scale, it's really about the idea of how to best paint a wall at this of this size, and up 9 meters, across 20 meters. The noise is something I've now. Yeah. The noise is something I've certainly gotten used to.
Do you drive it yourself?
No, someone else drives it while I'm concentrating on the painting. Yeah. But the interesting thing is that maybe I'll end up missing that sound once this painting process is done.
No, Tom, I made a weak attempt of calling this colour a kind of pale midnight blue, which is not a good description. What's the name of this colour, this big colour blue?
Well, it's a custom colour, actually. It's kind of a development of a colour that the brand Porters have that's called Frida. That colour has a bit more of a blue texture. This is slightly more violet. And I noticed that the buckets of paint that we use to paint this wall have a name on there, and they've actually called it Polo Tom. So it looks like we've got our own shade of colour, which is a little bit incredible, also a little bit embarrassing, but it's really nice to sort of be looking at this kind of deep bluish purple and thinking about the kind of infinite space that it almost creates as we think about sort of stages and curtains and velvet and skies and all sorts of things.
Yeah, definitely. How great, you've got your own colour.
Yes.
Polo Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with the show.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Tom Polo there, who has done a couple of works for The National, and they are on show at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Now, let's see what's been happening with The National setup at Carriage Works.
Hi, my name's Daniel Mudy Cunningham. I'm the Director of Programs at Carriage Works.
We're still in various degrees of installation, so there's a lot of activity, a lot of installers milling around, installing, and a few scissor lifts, so just watch your step.
Daniel, I'm really feeling that we're kind of in the middle of a building site here. That do you actually have to make a schedule of when which pieces go up and at what stage they need to be at?
That's right. There's quite a complex installation schedule, because with 18 new commissions, it's basically like 18 solo shows all wrapped into one big group show. So every artist had different level of requirements, different levels of production. So we've had to have quite a tight ship around how we manage the installation schedule.
All right, let's go and meet an artist, Daniel.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
We're going to meet Melanie Jane Wolf.
Yes.
This is her work here.
Yeah.
Her four-channel video installation is called Oh Yeah Tonight.
Hello, Melanie James. I'm Eddie Ayres from the ABC, from the Art Show. Nice to meet you too. So is it okay if we just have a quick chat about your artwork?
Yeah, sure. It's dealing with these three words that appear in pop songs really frequently. Oh, yeah, tonight. And it's kind of looking at what happens to those words through repetition. become dark, how they become melodramatic, and the videos themselves are leaning on tropes of music video.
So, oh, yeah, tonight, do you look at those words now and they've kind of lost their meaning in a way, or they've become hyper-meaningful?
That's the thing. I really thought they would lose their potency, but all they've done is become richer. I'm certainly not bored by them.
If you had to choose between one of those three words, which one would you choose?
Tonight. Tonight. You know, it's this poetic, imaginary space where anything can happen. It's really potent and powerful.
So what else does tonight mean for you?
I remember as a teenager, as a child, singing along with pop songs, and when this word tonight would appear, it's like a talisman, you know? It's like suddenly this romantic event might occur and transform everything. My life would be completely different. And I think that's quite a common experience. And this word tonight really is very powerful in a pop poetic way.
When you listen to pop songs now, do you just get super annoyed if you hear Oh Yeah and Tonight in them?
I'll never be annoyed by pop.
It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
The video artist Melanie Jame Wolfe, and you can see her work, Oh Yeah, tonight at Carriage Works, and that's part of the National. Melanie Jame Wolfe, who works in Melbourne, but she also works in Berlin. Now, something else that she talked about was Oh Yeah, tonight in German would be Ach Ja, heute Abend, which somehow just doesn't sound quite as groovy as Oh Yeah Tonight. Thank you very much to everybody at Carriage Works for having me visit. It was a bit like going to somebody's house for a dinner party and turning up a couple of hours early.